Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. It is December 27th, 2023. Been a while here on the main channel. No Raw this week, no SmackDown this week. There are best ofs, but a pretty quiet week, all things considered, outside of, you know, some Twitter stuff that popped up there. Of course, FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business, has news every single day, no matter what day it is. Even Christmas Eve, we had a lot of free agency news. We got even more stuff on Camille, stuff on Deonna Purrazzo, stuff on El Fantasmo. Every company out there has free agents coming up and possibly coming into the company. FightfulSelect.com is the best way to support us, and you can do it directly. Now, in addition to the $5 a month option, you can get it for $54 a year. That includes weekly shows like the one you're about to hear. So Jimmy Van is out with some family obligations. And every week that he does that, I do the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast, which is a super chat and humper chat driven show. So if you want your question or statement read on the air here, donate a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful. 2024 is going to have a lot of new content in addition to the interviews, in addition to the post shows, in addition to these news shows. But you can also go to humperchats.com and leave your question or statement before we go on the air. So, for example, World's End this Saturday, I'll be doing a solo post show. If you want to leave your question at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, you can go to humperchats.com and do that. If you like this Q&A format, we are doing it every single week over at FightfulSelect.com. And on Thursday, this week, as they do every other week, Grapsody, doing Ask Grapsody, a couple of the brightest minds in pro wrestling over there doing that. Some of you might say, well, gosh, golly, I don't want to pay $5 for wrestling news. Well, it's not just wrestling news. You can ask questions on those wrestling stories. You get 40 plus podcasts a month, pay-per-view previews, pay-per-view reviews that aren't on the main feed. Or you can just hang out over here with all the free content that Fightful gives you. There is no wrestling website that gives you more free podcasts or free news than Fightful as well. But that is a great way that you can support us. Also, on Fightful Select, before I get done with the shilling here, subscribers can make their nominations for the Fightful Awards. The Fightful Awards voting will get kicked off next week. I was so proud of how it went last year and was just over the moon with how that worked out. So I'm excited for this year. We've consolidated some topics, so to speak. So a whole lot to get into there. This week, interviews with Deonna Purrazzo, Hikaleo, and El Fantasmo here on YouTube.com/Fightful. All brought to you by our wonderful sponsor, NordVPN. I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great, but a big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Something you'll see in upcoming ad reads for Fightful, or not for Fightful Select, for Nord, is the out-of-market MLB games. Like, man, MLB makes it so tough to watch, and NordVPN.com/Fightful helps me. But let's get right into the questions. Jay Miller says, I've heard that WBD has some say on the amount of time given to the women in AEW. If that's true, how will that affect WWE if they deal with WBD? So I have never heard that WBD has specifically asked for less women featured on the show. In fact, one time I was told that they never asked for anything like that. They want what draws the best. And whatever AEW is confident draws the best is generally what they have confidence in. I don't think there's a way you can look, at that roster the WWE has with their women and say, oh, you know what? We need to feature less of them. I don't think that's a realistic thing that's going to happen there. Mitchell says, we hear the term main roster money. If an NXT talent gets sent to the main roster, doesn't work out, and are sent back down to NXT, does that mean their pay reverts to back what they made before they were sent up? Not if they sign a new contract. It's all dependent on the contract that they sign. Generally, what happens is a talent gets brought up to the main roster, and then after a short period of time, their old deal is basically thrown away, and they are given a brand new deal with new money as a result of that. Because for a couple of major reasons, when you get to the main roster, you were likely relocating back home to wherever you were before Orlando. Now, there are some people that just choose to stay in Orlando. It can be a nightmare to fly in and out of there. That's what a lot of people tell me now, is they don't like flying in and out of there because it's horrible. So they'd just rather go to, you know, one of their smaller places. But you go there, you are then in charge of your own hotel and car and stuff like that. So you gotta make up for that, right? That wasn't an issue with NXT. So that's something that has to be accounted for, in addition to you're on a bigger platform. So yeah, they usually end up sticking with that deal. And if they get sent back down to NXT, they're usually on that same main roster deal. Any official word on The Rock after his tease is no. They started to play things a lot closer to the vest after we found out about their SmackDown thing and reported it on FightfulSelect.com. But you know what? A lot of it's based on the tourism board. And like, if they shell out $5 million or something like that, some crazy amount to get The Rock there, then he'll probably go there. Any update on Punk? If Punk is part-time, seems that way. I am going to reserve judgment until after the Royal Rumble, but by the time the Royal Rumble will have happened, he will have worked 4 out of 9 Mondays. Now, granted, one of those Mondays was Christmas, so we're gonna let that one slide, but 4 Mondays in his first 2 months. And I mean, I joked about it, but any interest in NWA stars, Kylie, Kenzie, Page? Well, there, I don't know about interest from AEW or WWE, but I mean, I'm pretty sure they both worked dark stuff as well, or something like that, or have at least gotten looks or had at least some looks there as far back as 3 years ago, even like during the pandemic era. But there are a couple of talent that I expect to be in the mix and considered down the line for sure. Do you have a bold free agent prediction for Drew, Becky, Seth, Deonna in 2024? Deonna, I think AEW. Seth and Becky, I think, stay with WWE on absolute monster deals. Drew is the one that's like in the middle for me, unless he has signed a new deal that I don't know about. I think that Drew could go to AEW or work the indies again as a major, major draw in the indies, or he could get offered a too good to be true amount of money. And by that, I mean an amount of money that would not justify him leaving WWE. You know what I mean? Like Matt Cardona is making more money than he ever made in WWE. But I think WWE could offer Drew an amount of money that would be so ridiculous that he couldn't feasibly make it elsewhere. Have you heard of who Mariah May will go against? No, but that is a Fightful Select report I am very glad came to fruition, because she has been wonderful in AEW so far and has been great in this role along with Timeless Toni Storm, and I think has added an awful lot and is going to, you know, she's going to make a great understudy there. Have you heard anything new on the NXT and All Japan thing? I mean, I'm not sure if Regal's deal is up yet, but he was able to appear on that because it was technically not WWE, maybe. But Charlie Dempsey heading over to All Japan. That was a very unusual reveal too, right? The way that they did that on the All Japan Twitter. But it's a thing where if it goes well, it could open the floodgates. I had a conversation a couple years ago with Chris Bay, who was tasked with helping rebuild the bridge between Impact, now TNA, and New Japan. And he was invited for, I think it was Best of the Super Juniors or something like that, or maybe it was a strong tournament. But he was invited, and this is after there had been a contentious relationship between previous iterations of TNA Wrestling and New Japan. Now, granted, that was regimes and regimes ago. But because things went well, Rocky Romero helping bridge that gap, Chris Bay and his performances and his professionalism helping bridge that gap, it can make a good impression. If things go well between AEW and NXT, well, that opens up a lot of things. Oh, and by the way, All Japan just announced that they were a part of a multi-company partnership alliance in Japan. Oh, by the way, New Japan is under completely new direction. And, usually when I say new direction, I go into the nude erection blue chew read, but there's a lot of things that could be changing. A lot of things that could be changing. ASRS with Triple H in charge. Any chance of new and unique stages again? Hope you had a great Christmas. Any plans for New Year's? I'll be watching the Bengals Chiefs game on New Year's Eve and then going out with some friends, but there's always a slight possibility, but I don't think that to them it's worth the cost. I think if anything, they will go towards a minimalist set outside of having the names up on the big screens. The minimalist set works out an awful lot, I think, like Puerto Rico and what we saw there. I think that actually works out a whole lot better than big giant sets. One watcher says the wrestling blog claimed Edge had a contract clause prohibiting WWE from putting a title on him between his 2020 to 2023 run. Do you know if there's any truth to that claim? The wrestling blog is full of shit. Full of shit. I'll say that. Not a reputable source. Rock Hard Joel Woods says a weekly checkup on Mercedes. Has your percentage of her showing up at WrestleMania changed, or is it still 50-50? Buddy, the fact that you remember what my percentages were on that are wild, because every week like it changes just a little bit. I'd still put it at 50-50. I haven't heard anything new about her with New Japan or AEW as of yet. Anything could change. It's, you know, it's Wrestle Kingdom season. It's contract season. It's Royal Rumble season. So a whole lot of things could adjust there, but I would still say 50-50. But honestly, Charlotte being out for a year makes me wonder, like, they could go Bailey Sasha for sure, but I feel like if Charlotte's out, you reduce the risk of a four horsewomen match or a eight woman tag with the horsewomen. So I would say it dropped to 48% as a result of that. Rex Speck on whether or not Logan drops the title at Royal Rumble. I think he does. I think that Kevin Owens beats him for the title at Royal Rumble. But also, I think there's a 60% chance he retains it and then defends it at WrestleMania, because why take it off of him there? So I've changed my stance on that one right there. I think that Logan Paul retains and then carries it into WrestleMania. Maybe he defends it in Australia too. I think that would be good. Those are the three shows you want him to defend it at: Rumble, Chamber, Mania. I think that'd be cool. How was your Christmas? I'll ask you this. What's the difference between CM Punk's original song and the new one? Only thing I can tell is the guitar. My Christmas was, it was okay. Spent some time with family. Spending time with my grandmother who's battling dementia. That can be heartbreaking. But the CM Punk song, it's remastered, redone. They re-recorded it. So from what I understand, them using this version puts a little bit more money in the pockets of Living Color, if that is to be believed, if what I'm told is true. Would be nice to see Bayley and Sasha win the tag team titles. That would be cool. I would love to see that too. I think that would, you know, Bayley has had a major run at the top, right? Like, so while she'll always be over like that, we don't necessarily need to see like a big run of her at the top because she carried the pandemic. And right now, I don't think that her character is that much different than what we saw then. And I think there are some other wheels in motion there. Although if she beat Io Sky, I could see that being good as well. But she's always going to be somebody that's really, really over. So I think that almost everything that she does is important. Do you know what the plans are for Cross and AOP? Not besides the fact that they're supposed to work together. You know what? I think that's a good chance for Cross. I think it's a good opportunity because all of a sudden you go from him and Scarlett to him, Scarlett, Akam, Rezar, and Paul Ellering. And it's almost like a Legion of Doom, like in the comics, not the wrestling team. It's like this collection of evil characters. And I think that's pretty cool. Who's someone on the mid-lower card who can make a jump in 2024 from NXT, WWE, AEW? Well, if this Cross thing goes over well, I think he can surprise an awful lot of people. Daniel Garcia is the one that I look at in AEW. In WWE, let me see. I think that Waller and Theory will make a really, really good tag team in 2024. I think that they're going to do really well in that tag team division. I think Johnny and Tommaso probably become tag champs at some point. Santos Escobar, if this team works out well and he gets over with that, that could be a launching pad for him. He always wants to work hard. But that's the thing. I think that they've got a very top-heavy card, and they need to add a little bit more to the middle of the card in WWE. What free agents could you see showing up at World's End, Hard to Kill, Royal Rumble? Ali, Shelton, or Ziggler. If one of them doesn't show up tonight or at World's End, I'd be surprised. Hard to Kill, again, whichever ones don't show up at World's End, I could see showing up at Hard to Kill. Royal Rumble, I could see Deonna Purrazzo. I don't think Camille would be a good spot there. I think that her and NXT would make a lot of sense, though. Jade Cargill, technically, is free agent, you know. And I would love to see Matt Cardona at the Royal Rumble as well. If Sasha does return to WWE, do you think we could possibly have another Women's Revolution? I could see women main eventing a couple of 2024 PLE, if so. Well, I would almost expect Rhea Ripley to main event Elimination Chamber. I think that Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch would have main evented WrestleMania Night 1 if not for CM Punk showing back up. I think that would make an awful lot of sense. Had Punk not popped up there, but now Punk is so hot that it's going okay. And you can do that. And I think that it works well, but it's a matter of who gets the amount of time given to them. I had Jonathan Corona asking, why are you not saying our names on here? Sorry. It's just a thing that I've gotten used to on the other Q&As, nothing personal or anything. They pop up on screen. You're all good. You're all good. No ill will, friend. Have you heard anything on the NXT and All Japan thing? I think I read that one. Will the AEW New Japan partnership be affected by Tanahashi being president of New Japan? I find that hard to believe. I think it is beneficial for both sides, but I can't get inside his mind there's always the possibility that it could be affected, but I'll ask around about it. That is something that I poked around about initially. I was told, don't worry about that. Since Tanahashi is in charge, could that keep Okada? Depending on the money. AEW tickets are trending up over 5K tonight. Collision and Dynamite have been all up lately. Any word on the new year direction? Well, they lost Raphael Morphy, as Fightful Select reported. And he is a guy that, you know, helps book the buildings and all that stuff. Somebody that has been there since the start. I think it's okay that they're going to move in a different direction there. I think it's pretty clear that based on this year and the lack of promotion associated, him working at Barclays now and them going a different direction makes sense. With QT Marshall leaving the company, it's very clearly that he saw things differently than they do. It's okay to go in that different direction. Dana Massey, who I have not heard any bad things about, I think that it's pretty safe to say that AEW's merchandise department could use a big shot in the arm, as I think it was Mings Mullet said, they should be having Orange Cassidy sunglasses, MJF scarves, all that stuff. Anything you see the wrestlers wearing on TV, you should be able to purchase there. You should be able to purchase the Orange Cassidy denim jacket, all that stuff. You should be able to buy it. WCW, you could buy the Hogan sunglasses, the Macho Man bandana, the NWO t-shirt, the Sting mask. You want to be able to buy all those things. So I think that those directions are going to help an awful lot. I have said this time and time again. If I were AEW and I was struggling to sell tickets, one, I would bring that price down. Get people in the door. And by that, I mean what we do with Fightful Select. I get people in the door by only charging $5. Now, you could argue, well, shouldn't it be free? Well, we don't have that benefit. We've got to pay people. But I looked at the landscape and I saw $9.99 and $12.99. And we were just starting out. So I said, okay, how can I get people to subscribe if there's already a wealth of people subscribing for $9.99 and $12.99? I said, well, let's do it at $5. I think AEW should do that. WWE is the hot ticket right now. Not everybody can afford that hot ticket. One of the reasons they have the highest grossing so-and-so is inflation and the cost of their tickets. So therefore, I think AEW should get people in the door with low ticket prices. And you can put a lot of asses in seats. People are going to be excited to be there. Either they usually can't afford it and they can go to a show, which is wonderful. I've been there so many times in my life. And then you sell them a ton of merch. Well, you need a better merch department to do that. I think there are approaches that they should be taking and improving on in this upcoming year. Have you heard anything similar to what Dave said about Dana Massey leaving? She felt the company didn't defend the Bucks and the Elite well. Not necessarily that. I know there was a situation where Punk had put something on his Instagram story that was taking a shot at her work, and that was construed. I can't speak for her, but I think that because of the situation they were in, she didn't feel like anybody could rightfully defend it. And it was a situation that got caught before anything even made it to print. But it was one of those things where it was a situation where they felt like they couldn't defend themselves, from what I understood. Best guesses on who wins Rumble between Punk and Cody? Does the loser win Elimination Chamber? I could see a... I could see a double elimination and then a Cody-Punk match on the road there. I would love that. I want that. That's what I want. Any real chance Cardona goes back to WWE considering? Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The amount of money he's making right now. Is there any interest from WWE at all? I've not heard of any WWE interest. And I mean, he'll say as much that like he didn't get a call or anything like that. But considering the amount of money he's making, well, would they have a full run plan for him? Doubtful. But like I mentioned, like you need a mid-upper card guy, and I think he would fit that. His thing is he didn't want to be just a guy. Well, if you've got good creative, you don't have to get titles and all this stuff to be more than a guy. It's effective, cohesive, creative along the way. He could talk about that more than I could, but they could certainly pay his show date, ideally, right? But I think he's booked for the Jericho Cruise as well. So is that during the Rumble? I need to go back and look. Midtake says, hey, Sean, hope the holidays were great to you and your family. Do you think Triple H already knew Karrion and other feuds would go off the rails, or do you think it was by coincidence? There were some, but I mean, there was some element of Vince not wanting certain people on the shows and stuff like that, that I don't think was fair to Triple H and the people that he brought in. It's very clear Vince didn't think a lot of Karrion Kross or whatever, and it sort of undermined things. He didn't think a lot of Johnny, or I don't want to say think a lot of Johnny, but Johnny wasn't on TV when Vince had influence over who was on the show, even though I know in the past Vince personally met with Johnny to try to get him to come back to the company. So there, it's really confusing, and I mean, he's an older dude, Vince is. He can't be expected to think reasonably about all this stuff anyway, and the shows were just so damn redundant under him. And I think that a lot of Triple H's creative is undermined. Where do you think Ali ends up? I think that he will freelance for a while, and he's going to make a lot of money freelancing, is what I expect. Any updates on the Grizzled Young Vet status with TNA, and any update on any other TNA news? Pumped to be at Hard to Kill and Snake Eyes Live. They are much more open to bringing in people without contracts, from what I understood. That was a big reason why Cardona left a year ago, was because they didn't want to have people without contracts. And then by, I think, middle of the year, late year, they realized, well, we've got to start bringing in people without contracts. I haven't heard that Grizzled Young Vets have signed as of yet, but I can tell you who has signed. Fightful has signed with Bet Online. That's right. Where is it? Where is it? Let's get it up here. Hold on. Look at that. Look at that beauty up there in the corner. Bet Online, the official odds provider of Fightful. You're going to be hearing a whole lot about Bet Online. Our preview shows are going to have Bet Online sponsored odds, which, I mean, we've always used Bet Online's odds regardless. So very, very happy to be doing business with them. Let me tell you a little bit more. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. BetOnline, I am so happy to work with them. Tyrone Kidd says, who's your one to watch for in 2024? Ooh. On the independents, Mustafa Ali, Alex Hammerstone. From a younger wrestler perspective, I think the women's independent scene is about to blow up. I just did an interview with Erica Demia, and I saw her work, her vignettes, and like for her age, it is incredible. Brittany Brooks is standing out an awful lot. Maggie Lee is doing really well as well. Gosh, there's a couple more. But I think the women's independent scene is about to get like real, real good. J-Rod's the other one I see a lot of. Like there's a crop of women's independent wrestlers that are somewhat regional that are really about to stand out, I think, in 2024. Hey, Sean, is Alex Hammerstone free to work anywhere at this point? Chances he may be the devil or involved in that angle. I asked, I was told that he was not supposed to be the devil. He is not free to work elsewhere until next week. So he's met the last date on his deal, but his deal is officially up Sunday at midnight. So Sunday at midnight, he will be free to go wherever he wants. He had a deal through 2025, but MLW and Hammerstone came to an agreement. And, you know, I honestly looked at MLW and I was like, okay, that was a pretty good idea. Hammerstone doesn't want to be there anymore. Let's repair this relationship a little bit, make it more amicable, bring him in to put some people over, and he can get out of his deal. That way you at least get a little bit back on that. Now, you don't want to make that too much of a habit because people will just say, well, I went out of my deal all the time. But I like what they did there. I thought that made a lot of sense. Patrick says, hey, SRS, hope everything's all right. Can you see companies like AEW and WWE trading talent like sports teams do rather than contract expiring signing? So this would be very complicated because of the nature of independent contractors. However, it's not completely unheard of. Demetrius Johnson and Ben Askren went between ONE FC and the UFC, which was wild to think that two MMA companies traded these two people. Now, first off, ONE Championship won the hell out of that deal. Demetrius Johnson is still fighting for them. He's had six fights. He's flyweight champion right now, which is actually the bantamweight champion. But they won that one. But they had to agree to do it as well. Like Demetrius Johnson and Ben Askren had to agree that they were gonna go with that. So for that, I think there's a possibility. Amir says, any update on William Regal? I think within the next few months, he'll be able to appear on NXT TV. But as of now, I don't think he's actually able to. Why don't the wrestlers wait till their deals expire and take meetings with companies like pro athletes when they are free agents? Many of them do. However, many of them, like, for example, Deonna Purrazzo isn't a free agent until next week, but it's you know, insane to think that like a company hasn't reached out to her in this period right now because she's got no more dates left on her deal. Like Hammerstone has no more dates left on his deal, but his contract runs through next week. But I mean, that happens. That absolutely happens for sure. And that's a big thing that Fightful Select likes to report on. Like that's my favorite thing to talk about. It's contracts, because before we were covering a lot of that, it was covered a bit, but any contract information that we get, if I find out that a WWE wrestler's contract is up in 2025, well, I'm going to report that because it's not publicly available information like in the NFL, NBA, or Major League Baseball. Do you think NXT Europe starts in 2024? Do you think they will sign wrestlers overseas or use current NXT wrestlers? I think it'll be a mix. So they'll ask if some of these people want to go home. First off, we got to find out if TKO still wants to do NXT Europe. Because if they don't, then it ain't happening. Because I don't think enough work has been done on it to where they can't reverse it and just go back and not do it. However, it's a matter of if TKO wants it, the progress on it, and how much talent they'll have. But I think they will. Bridget Hewlett sends a very generous super chat. Thank you, Bridget. Favorite wrestling moment or story of 2023? Oh, my personal favorite moment was getting to wrestle my friend and raise money for charity. But if you want to go like completely outside of that, being in the building for the tribute to Jay Briscoe, that was surreal to be a part of. And that week, I physically drove the Fightful Awards over. And there were a lot of people there that were very, very emotional. And to see that and to have people, especially Mark Briscoe, accept that award and say, I'm going to make sure Jay's wife gets his. That meant a lot to me personally. So that was a personal favorite wrestling moment. If you want to talk about that, I'll give you one that I was there live for. Jay Uso super kicking Roman Reigns was, I was like, this is happening in Lexington. The bloodline is splitting in Lexington, Kentucky. And of course, I was like, let me get them clicks. So badly wanted that. Story, that Hangman Swerve story. So couple reasons. One, I thought it was an incredible story, just unbelievable story between a top established talent in Hangman Page and one that we always knew was going to be a main event level talent in Swerve. If you watch Swerve in MLW, and back then I was watching everything televised, I was like, oh man, he just needs that one little thing, that one little thing. Then he goes over to NXT, Hit Row starts, and it's very clear he's got that thing. However, they cut him. Didn't quite get it. He comes over to AEW. I wasn't a fan of the Trench and Parker stuff, but the partnership with Keith Lee was great. And then I was like, man, when are they doing that match? When are they doing that match? Looks like they're about to do that match, which I'm very happy about as well. But he emerges and he's feuding with a made guy in AEW. Hangman's perpetually over, right? And by the end of this feud, when he says whose house, everybody says Swerve's house. Even though he's a heel, even though he's done this horrible stuff, I thought it was a wonderful story. And hearing that a Fightful alumni in Will Washington had a lot to do with that, I don't know if I'm in the position to be proud of Will. I'm happy for Will. But just shows you, man, that guy's got a wrestling brain on him, as do Hangman and Swerve. Those are a couple of my favorites. And until he didn't beat Roman, the finishing the story was, too. That was up there, too. Can we quit with these fake Rumble leaks every year that just get people on Twitter angry? It's so annoying. If you ever see a Rumble leak, it is fake. Like, I mean, the full list, it is always fake. They don't even have those in the company. They produce those matches in the week before. They certainly don't by December. Certainly don't by December. I did two full features on it. Inside the Royal Rumble 1 and 2. I did three. I think I did three. I did one that was just about last year's. There's a ton of shit you can read about the Royal Rumble on Fightful. Any inside information on what the AEW locker room thinks of Jim Cornette and how Jericho is tweeting Punk's lawyer and how it has affected morale post-Brawl Out and Brawl In? I can't speak of how, like, I don't want to speak in totality. There are plenty of people there that like Jim Cornette's work. There are plenty of people there that don't like Jim Cornette's work. And there are plenty of people there that just completely ignore it whatsoever and don't think that it affects them in any capacity. But the Jericho stuff, I didn't really hear a lot about it. People just know that Jericho is going to say what he wants. Punk's lawyer is, you know, very adept at wrestling. He is actually a sponsor, I was told, of Jim Cornette's. I think he sponsored that dumb girl on Cinema Girl as well. But he knows wrestling. I think he's got a wrestling podcast as well. I've met him before. So he knows his stuff there. I can't really speak to that because I've never seen the full handbook. I've seen AEW contracts. And there are, you know, disparagement clauses and provisions and stuff like that that are in any contract like that. But legally, it's hard for me to believe that if Chris Jericho didn't sign an NDA, that he would be beholden to not talking about that situation unless he signed something post. It could have been slipped in his contract last year. Any news on Sammy Guevara's health and when he might return? I think he's cleared. I think. Let me look. I got a message about it recently. Yeah, he's been cleared for about 3 or 4 weeks. I think he'll probably come back after World's End. Do you have anything to add to the Jericho Cornette Stephen P. New tweets? Or are you just sitting back with the popcorn? I don't usually have a lot to add to any like Cornette stuff. We don't really operate in the same circles or where different types of audiences. You know what I mean? Like just completely different audiences from what I've gathered at least. But I didn't know maybe Cornette's involvement in that. So maybe I was just that detached over Christmas. I saw the Stephen P. New and Jericho stuff. But yeah, the most I hear about the Cornette stuff is my best friend is a listener of Cornette's and will sometimes tell me stuff that is talked about there. Where do you think Okada ends up? AEW. Do you see a main event player in Stratton? Yes, I do. I think Tiffany Stratton has picked it up as quickly as any woman I've ever seen picking up pro wrestling. I think that she is for sure a main event player. Prove that with the Becky stuff too. What convoluted way is WWE going to get Cody versus Roman at Mania if Cody doesn't win the Rumble, considering they are separate shows? Well, here's the easy way, Vincent. Cody baits Damian Priest into putting his Money in the Bank briefcase on the line. That's the one that makes sense to me. And Cody wins it, and all of a sudden, there he is. What I don't want to see is like, you know, when Becky came out and took somebody's place in the Rumble or anything like that. I don't want to see like somebody getting attacked and taken out of the Elimination Chamber, etc. Just do something sensible. It's interesting that Cora and Gigi will be feuding. So much history between the two from the Dusty Cup in 2021, signed together, Toxic Attraction, etc. Yeah, I at least have some optimism for that because NXT is good about putting women on screen and giving them time and opportunity to tell their story. Even if the stories are sometimes repetitive, they do pretty good with that. Guys, get your super chats, get your humper chats in. Right after this, I'll be taking questions for another 10 minutes over on FightfulSelect.com. Maybe we'll talk about some holiday stuff, favorite Christmas wrestling memories and all that. Jess Mass says, I got to be in the building for Bray's tribute show. It was my four friends' first WWE show, and it was a beautiful tribute, a moment I'll never forget. I wanted to be there for that. I had to travel out the next day, I think for London. Yeah, I think for London. But the night of Bray's passing, I was at the Undertaker's show, and I'm not even sure he knew at that point because he went on stage shortly afterwards. And it wasn't mentioned. Sam Darnell says, do you think Dempsey is going to go to All Japan that will get someone in the Rumble from All Japan? I doubt it. I don't know if there's anybody from All Japan that WWE would be like, hell yeah, got to have them. They would advertise them beforehand, I think, as far as All Japan names. Speaking of advertising, let me advertise how you can get a boner. Hello. Do you have a limp penis? A difficulty getting it erect? Boy, do I have a product for you. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL will help fix that. BlueChew has the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. But they work a lot faster because it's a chewable. It's also much more affordable. Use that promo code FIGHTFUL. Get your first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping. One of the best parts, it's discreet. No awkward in-person doctor's visits. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. It ships straight to your door when approved.
by an online physician. You want to check this out. It will help you. It is a good product. It will make your sex life better. BlueChew.com, the code FIGHTFUL.
God, I'm a great salesman, right? If Julia goes to WWE, does she go to NXT first? Yeah, I think so. I know there are a lot of people that are like, no, doesn't need to. Yeah, gotta learn to work the style. It's significantly different. Gotta learn TV there. That's just how it is. I think she'll pick it up, no problem. Mike the Jeweler, happy holidays, SRS. Hoping the family is doing well. Any update on the WBD Raw thing? I've not heard anything. Again, I heard that if a deal was going to be made with WBD and anybody, it'd be announced pretty well into 2024. Any update on Liv? No heat on her whatsoever over her arrest. None. CM Chump returned yesterday. Hope he didn't do a stage dive since he's home. The most interest I have seen for a live event show in a long time. Fightful Select reported it was the highest grossing domestic live event non-televised for WWE ever. Good for them. I'm going next year. December 26th, I'm going to MSG. My wife and I are going to go to New York next year. I don't know if we'll fly out Christmas Eve, whatever it is. I'm going to the December 26th house show next year. It's been on my bucket list for a very, very long time. What's up with The Rock news? Supposedly he told Make-A-Wish Kids about his plans for a WWE return. Listen, I don't put it past The Rock to work some Make-A-Wish Kids. I don't, man. I'm not buying it, brother. Any chance Mickey James comes back to WWE at the Rumble? Yeah, Josh, I think there's a really good chance of that. I think there's a significant chance of that. And I think that she deserves one last really good run. And I say last. Maybe it's not her last, right? Like, I'm not sitting here trying to put a time limit on it. She's 44 right now. You got people wrestling into their 50s now. So maybe it isn't her last run. Maybe she's got two or three more runs in her. Ryan says, hey, Sean, with Dom, Ray, Charlotte, Bailey, and Cody all re-upping new contracts, do you think WWE have more re-signing announcements imminent in the new year? I want to make this clear. Wrestling Observer had reported that Cody had signed a new deal. I spoke with people close to Cody and reps. Absolutely denied that has been signed as of now. It was offered in October. Hasn't been signed as of yet. Is expected to be re-signed, though. I think that there's going to be a lot more deals re-signed in the near future. That's something that obviously we're going to be on an awful lot and trying to find out whose deals are coming up as well. Rock hard. Joel Wood says, we know the Good Brothers in New Japan was to finish dates. Shinsuke wanted to wrestle Muta. What reason was there for All Japan and NXT? Seems more random, but also more important to potential crossovers. Well, I mean, I'm sure that Regal saw the value of that as well. Wanted his son to do some work over there. And I think it's just good to be on good terms. You know what I mean? Like, it's good to be on good terms. And this, what we have seen, this integration with Carl Anderson and Shinsuke Nakamura, and now Charlie Dempsey, is more than what we've seen in years prior. You think we see any surprises for WWE New Year's Week pay-per-view? I don't. I think that we're going to see largely stuff that is promoted. And I think that a lot of the surprises, if any, will be saved for the Royal Rumble. I'm not expecting to see like a whole lot of stuff that like jumps off the page or anything like that in those shows. I'm excited they're doing them, though. Like, I'm very, very excited that they followed sort of, I mean, AEW does it with New Year's Smash, but they do so damn many of these. They do New Year's Smash and of course, now I don't remember them, but Beach Break and all these, like tons and tons of them. What the hell? Top Dollar in my chat. Is that really him? Is that AJ Francis? If that's really AJ Francis, tell me something that only AJ Francis would know. But anyway, I like the fact that WWE is sort of following that formula, and it's not even really a formula that AEW created. TNA was doing that when they couldn't, you know, really establish their pay-per-view at that point. So they would do a lot of their stuff on TV. But doing like a day one Raw and a New Year's Revolution Raw, why, or New Year's Revolution SmackDown, why not? Why not add that extra hype to it? It's just branding. It's marketing. It might put some more asses in seats. It helps bridge that gap. There's a big gap between Survivor Series and Royal Rumble. And putting those two special SmackDown and Raws right there in the middle completely makes sense to me. Okay, that is AJ Francis. You had to go through the security gate to get to my house. Yes, AJ Francis lives like a mile into a gated community with round the clock security. Sammy actually heard us at a storyline. It was a storyline. He's back now. New Lack City says, it seems like the AEW women are getting a lot more time and focus lately. Is there someone that is responsible for this and ROH women? Any word on the new TNA big signing? Nobody in TNA knows. People in TNA were asking me. And I haven't heard anything of late. Haven't heard anything. It's gotten quiet, which is just Christmas, right? So I'll dig in. There's still a couple weeks, but I'll see what I can find out. Any word, is there someone that's responsible that for ROH women? Tony is booking the women on ROH. Yeah. Ryan says, who do you foresee as the men's women's champs this time next year? I think Cody is champion. And that's a tough one. This time next year. Oh, I've got the hiccups. Son of a bitch. Cody, Bianca again, Rhea again. That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. I'll say Seth still somehow. What upper carder from AEW could you see going to another promotion? I could see Drew making that jump. I could see Drew making that jump if he so chose. And I don't know if there's a top guy or girl that is necessarily going to make that jump in over to WWE. Hey, Sean, with Mercedes' recent social media activity and her happy holidays, all I want for Christmas is Monet tweet, what percentage do you put her returning to WWE? 48, 50. She's very smart. She knows how to create buzz. She knows how to get people talking about her. She knows what to play off of. And, you know, I see a lot of weird takes about people saying, oh, how dare she ask for this amount of money? She ain't worth it. You are worth whatever you can get. You are worth whatever you ask for. And you don't know until you ask for it. More power to her. I hope she makes twice as much as what she wanted. Mike the Jeweler says, see you at AEW Revolution, hopefully. Yes, I'll be at Revolution. I'll be at Revolution. I'll be there Royal Rumble week as well. Squared Circle Expo. I'll be there at Mania week as well. I got quite a few dates. Lexington Comic Con. WWE opening its Forbidden Door. Do you see or going to different promotions? Speaking of TNA, who do you think is a surprise signing? I think it's one of the releases. A lot of people jumped to conclusions and said, oh, well, it's the biggest signing. And I was like, no, he didn't say that. Scott D'Amore said it was a big signing. He didn't say it was the biggest. He said it was a big signing. And then when I clarified that, people said, oh, Scott D'Amore backtracking already. No, people blew it out of proportion. Reigns Rock. I don't think it happens. Cody Orton. I do think it happens next year. Gunther Brock. I hope it happens. Gunther is my, and this is for Mania, Josh Mansfield says. We'll just say in general. Gunther Brock, I think that one makes sense. For the Intercontinental title, have Gunther win. Seth Punk. Seth Punk is going to happen for sure. Reigns and Rock. Yeah, I could see that. To me, how do you keep throwing stuff at Cody for a year until the next WrestleMania? Because I've asked him in the past, like, does finishing your story mean winning the title at WrestleMania or winning the title? Guys, thank you all so much. I am back on Fightful Select right after this, answering some more questions. But here on the AEW post show, you can get those super chats, humper chats in. I am so excited for Fightful Awards voting on FightfulSelect.com starting next week. Guys, any Jamie Hayter updates? I was just told not this year. And the year's almost over, so hopefully soon. But I know that the injury was pretty bad, pretty rough. Guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.